Thursday, March 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Midday Hymn. O Sacred Heart surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree, his death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion thy life in us increase, thy death for us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the midday antiphon, I know my own sheep and my own know me, as the Father knows me and as I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. Psalm 119. Lord, you have been good to your servant according to your word. Teach me discernment and knowledge, for I trust in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I strayed, but now I keep your word. You are good and your deeds are good. Teach me your commandments. Though proud men smear me with lies, yet I keep your precepts. Their minds are closed to good, but your law is my delight. It was good for me to be afflicted, to learn your will. The law from your mouth means more to me than silver and gold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord, teach us goodness, discipline, and wisdom, and these gifts will keep us from becoming hardened by evil, weakened by laziness, or ignorant because of foolishness. Psalm 56. Have mercy on me, God, when men crush me. They fight me all day long and oppress me. My foes crush me all day long, for many fight proudly against me. When I fear, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not fear. What can mortal man do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thought is to harm me. They band together in ambush, track me down and seek my life. You have kept an account of my wanderings. You have kept a record of my tears. Are they not written in your book? Then my foes will be put to flight on the day that I call to you. This I know, that God is on my side. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not fear. What can mortal man do to me? I am bound by the vows I have made you. O God, I will offer you praise, for you rescued my soul from death. You kept my feet from stumbling, that I may walk in the presence of God and enjoy the light of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, victim of our sins, you trusted in your Father's protection and kept silent when you were tormented. Give us the same confidence, and we will gladly suffer with you and for you, offering the Father our sacrifice of praise and walking before him in the light of the living. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been on my help, who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, I will praise you among the nations. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples, and proclaim you to the nations, happy to be known as companions of your Son. And repeating the midday antiphon, I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And a reading is from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26 through 27. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he has no need to offer sacrifice day after day, first for our own sins and then for those of the people. Jesus Christ our Lord did that once for all when he offered himself. And a responsory, ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the weight of guilt he endured. And the concluding prayer, let's pray, God of infinite compassion, to love you is to be made holy. Fill our hearts with your love. By the death of your Son, you have given us hope born of faith. By his rising again, fulfill this hope in the perfect love of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.